Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture podcast dedicated to pop cultural nostalgia?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez, and who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell.
So, yeah, we got another one for you?
Yeah. One in the bag. Half in the bag.
No.
No, one in the bag.
Anything happen this week, though?
Well, for me, Daniel Bryan, a pro wrestler, had to retire, and that was really sad. Like, you're not going to understand, because he was essentially the
guy your favorite,
that got me into wrestling, because I didn't watch, you know, like, the Attitude Era back when it was in the 90s and all that, so this was essentially, like, my Stone Cold retiring.
Yeah.
And it was very sad.
It's like when I found out Stone Cold beat women.
Oh, yeah.
And we are joined by, you want to say who you are?
Jim.
Yeah. So
we've referenced him on the here. He's been on.
He is the founding father.
The past season.
Yeah.
Obscure gent.
El Jefe. Yeah.
From
12 for a penny.
But yeah. So that's sad. That sucks.
Yeah. But what else happened this week? Because I feel like that was what I was.
Deadpool should be. Well, it's already out, and but when this is released, people will see it. I'm going to be seeing it on Saturday.
I'm hearing it's good.
It's good.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it last night, and I feel it's because superhero movies now have become quip, 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 but even for characters that don't do that, which bothers me. So to actually see a movie where you have one character who's in character of quipping and being over the top funny, it's kind of refreshing because all the other characters are just normal.
Everyone's not trying to outsmart each other.
Yeah, and of course, out of when you rapid fire 100 jokes a minute, you're gonna have some misses. I mean, there are some groaners in there where you're like, ugh. But for the most part, I felt it was actually a fun movie.
Okay. All right, because I always thought that was my big problem with Avengers 2, was that final battle, everyone's just...
Well, it's kind of the whole movie, there's nonstop joking.
But in the final battle where drama is at its most highest, you should not be joking that much.
Yeah, and with Deadpool, it's... You get that over the topness, but then there's some times where it's like you see, okay, this sucks, this character feels this way and whatnot. But he's joking throughout, and it's madcap, but not over the top madcap that you've seen in some iterations of the comic.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so
so does it remind you of like how Deadpool kind of should be in your mind? Or
To me, it was a good balance of almost all Deadpools, except for Lee Fields, even though he didn't write them. But
that Deadpool had no humor.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that he broke the fourth wall enough to where it wasn't just let me look at the camera, which happens, but it wasn't always that. It was just subtle things where he just throw out actors' names and you're like, wait, what?
Oh, mm. I heard it's pretty much a good balance of Joe Kelly. And
yes, it definitely reminded me more of the Joe Kelly run and McGinnis, like in the beginning, where he was telling jokes, but he wasn't doing these over the top. Like, he doesn't at any point bring out a giant sledgehammer and bash somebody, and like, he's not maniacal. He's obviously
He's not what I've come to expect from Deadpool.
Daniel is.
Yeah, he's not yelling chimichangas nonstop. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Obviously, it's said in the movie, but...
But it's not like a battle cry or anything.
It's not just LOL so random.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah. He's less internet and more Ryan Reynolds. I mean, kind of like Van Wilder type humor of here's a joke.
So was it a little bit like how Ryan Reynolds was in Wolverine before he...
Yes,
that,
and those things are also addressed, and and to me make it like it's great. I mean, it Colossus, the take on Colossus is completely different from the comic, but
and is that the one that they're introducing in another?
I doubt Singer would ever introduce this Colossus, because this Colossus is reminds me of a Zangief with a heart of gold.
That's amazing.
Yeah, where he's more like how almost Captain America would be, where it's like, hey, we don't kill, we don't do this. But, I mean, you got Deadpool the whole time making fun of him, which is pretty funny.
Okay.
And Fabian Nicieza, I think he signed off on it. He said he loved the movie, so.
Yeah, I mean, you got a cameo from Liefeld in it.
Oh, really?
I mean, look for that, and what Deadpool says while walking by him is pretty funny.
That's amazing.
There's a lot in it that I feel you'll love it. I mean, if you're a hardcore Deadpool comic fan, you can of course complain that this is different, but really it's a fun superhero movie that I feel isn't attached to anything.
And rated R.
And it's rated R. It's also a good action movie.
Okay.
Where you see some brutality where you're like, whoa. It's like that's pretty cool. So
I feel like there hasn't been a rated R superhero movie in a while.
There hasn't been since Punisher, Warzone. Yeah.
Punisher.
But also in that respect of action movies, like even the big action stars have been in toned down PG-13, like the Expendables.
Most action movies are PG-13.
We want to get the most people we can.
Yeah, and those haven't even been that great. No. I mean, but this, as far as just an entertaining movie, I feel it gets the job done completely.
All
right. And it's getting good reviews around Tomatoes across the board, so I mean.
So I'll look forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe we'll have post thing. Who knows? We'll figure it out. So today, though,
yes,
we will be talking about, as you can see by the title, you probably know what it is as soon as you hear the commercial that plays. There was a
monster.
It's something that, like, when we were little, and when you were little too, pretty much if you were a child in the 80s and the 90s, you couldn't escape this. Today we will be talking about the language program known as Muzzy.
Bonjour, je suis le grand Muzzy.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yes, that's French they're speaking, and no, these children aren't French, they're American. And they've acquired their amazing new language skills from Muzzy, the remarkable new video language program for children developed by the British Broadcasting Corporation. With this unique BBC language course, children learn a second language with incredible ease. Four delightful videos quickly become their favorite TV show and teaches children the same way they learned English. Learning another language becomes fun. You'll be amazed when your children begin speaking and understanding their new language from the very first day through this unique method. The entire course, four videos, two audio cassettes, the activity book, and the parent's guide and answer book is available in French, Spanish, Italian, or German.
To order, use your credit card and call this number. We'll ship and charge you $28.08 a month for 6 months. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 1-800-424-0700.
Okay, so...
I love this commercial, by the way.
Oh, why?
Because I always know how it starts. And it's like, oh my... Every time you'd be watching Nickelodeon... This would play.
Oh, I know. This would be like every commercial break.
Also, I want to say this thing made me not want to learn like any sort of language at all. Because French in particular, though, because I noticed, and there's a British version of this commercial that I sent you. I don't know if you watched it or not.
No, there is, yeah.
It's literally like the same thing, except I think the British version is more boring.
There's a bunch of different versions of this commercial.
Yeah.
And
they're all structured the same fucking
way. But it's hilarious. Like, some of them are like... Like the Spanish one, it's an they're speaking English instead.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's
hello. I'm the pig, Muzzy.
Oh, but yeah, it is something that was always there. But so what's the history with where did this all begin?
So this was actually known as Muzzy in Gondoland.
In Gondoland?
I didn't even know that was the name of the kingdom. Yes, so Muzzy in Gondoland, often shortened to simply Muzzy, is an animated film created by the BBC in 1986 for the purpose of teaching English to young children. So it was actually like Barney, I guess.
Wait, kinda. So it was originally just an English speaking thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you see the BBC come up on the screen.
Well, yeah. British Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, what else would it be? so, it stars a green...
Sorry.
It stars a green furry metal-eating animal... metal-eating alien called Muzzy, who lands a spaceship in Gondoland, a country mainly inhabited by, like, animals, essentially.
By dog lion people.
Dog lion, yeah. They're like dog faces.
And some, like, weird green vampire guy. And,
yeah. Wait, yeah, so...
Where did you... So, this is the actual story if you buy the VHS tapes?
Okay, there, okay, there's the thing. It's like a movie. Like, if you just watch it on its own, it's a movie.
With that, lessons put, like, interspliced in it?
But in the lesson version, it's, like, split up across, like different things. And you pause and you read.
So,
and
so the idea is you could watch the movie on your own if you want. Or you could watch the lessons first.
And then there's, like, little, like, writing materials yeah. that you can work on, too. So, yeah. He gets arrested for eating parking meters. Yeah, he eats,
what the hell?
He eats clocks and stuff. Like yeah. I remember when he first lands.
And they sound like crunchy apples when he eats them.
Yeah, yeah. And in the jail, he meets and befriends Bob the gardener, who is imprisoned by the king of Gondoland for trying to elope with his daughter, Princess Sylvia. You don't know anything about this story, do you?
Wait, Bob the gardener.
Yeah, you remember that that.
Oh, big, he's a good dude. Okay, the good dude.
The guy who's
yeah.
He's dressed like Steve Zissou. Right? Yeah, he's got big ears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he a rat or a dog?
I thought he was like a mouse, but then he's got like I don't know.
He's a dog mouse.
Meanwhile, the king's evil scientist Corvax, after failing at making Princess Sylvia fall in love with him, uses his computer to create a copy of her. Just to mess it up and accidentally create lots of copies of her. It's up to Muzzy and Bob to escape from prison and clean up the mess.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a very simple story in the sense that...
Corvax is Jafar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, this is before Jafar even existed.
Oh, that's true.
Did you guys know about the story at all?
Okay, here's the thing.
Not until high school.
Okay, yeah. We took German.
Yeah.
And we actually got to watch this.
I remember when Frau Rovell announced that we were going to watch Muzzy.
I was kind of scared.
I was like, whoa, I haven't heard that in a while about Muzzy. And then actually watching it play out, I was like, this is different.
It wasn't bad.
it certainly was not good.
No, that's why I said it wasn't bad, but it really...
So I come from a generation, two generations before you guys.
Yeah.
And I never spoke about Muzzy with anybody, ever. But early in Nickelodeon's era, there was not a lot of programming. There was
a lot of Canadian imported stuff.
Today's Special was on where it was a mannequin who'd wear a hat and come to life when the store was closed.
Sounds like fun.
With a mouse and an old security guard guy and a real lady.
Okay.
Yeah, Today's Special, I used to watch it every day, and I don't know why.
And Pinwheel?
Mr. Wizard.
You can't do that on television.
Exactly. You can't do that on television.
Yeah.
It was a major staple. And during this, you would see Muzzy. And I never talked about Muzzy with anybody, but it was there. It was constantly there. And then years later, my wife said something about, hey, let's learn another language. I'm like, she's like, let's get those Muzzy things. I'm like, what? What's Muzzy? And she said, je suis
la je vie.
And it was like a Vietnam flashback of like, it's like, oh my God, I know what that is. And it's a frightening Andre the Giant type monster just trying to teach you French. And I hate that fucking guy. And I can't believe he lasted this long and has a story.
He still continues this day.
Oh, well, yeah, he persists. I think what's interesting is, like you're saying, I never spoke about Muzzy, but it was one of those universally acknowledged, like, anyone who watched Nickelodeon knows
and
what the
fuck
that
German
is.
In German class, when it was announced you're watching
everyone's
it,
like, oh,
everyone kind of like,
oh, oh.
That's when everyone started saying like, hey, you remember that? I don't know, of course I remember that.
Yeah.
But before that, had never talked about
because my fucking parents weren't going to shell out $200 for these fucking...
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was, how many payments was it?
It was three payments of like
$28 for 6 months.
Yeah.
In the 80s and the 90s.
That's like $14,000 a month.
Feels like it.
Today.
So, yeah. Here's the thing. You would get all the videotapes at once, but then you'd have to just keep making payments.
Which is, like, again, do people do that anymore? Like, with, like, internet stuff? Isn't it just pay everything right now and you get your thing?
Like, yeah, layaway is pretty much done. I mean...
Yeah.
And, like, CODs are gone as well.
Unless it's, like, a car or something, then it's, like...
I mean, you look at commercials nowadays, they don't have that thing anymore. Like, yeah.
COD is seen dead by the 90s because I always because every time we would always like they'd be advertising something including this, it's like no COD is accepted. And I was like, okay, I guess I can't do that.
The last time I used a COD was I ordered online a Stone Cold Steve Austin like action figure by Jack Pacific when they first had the thing, and it arrived, and then I paid them in cash, and that was I think the last that I ever heard of COD.
The open-handed figure with the detailed jeans, was it that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you need to have Stone Cold done the right way.
That toy's jeans were very detailed for some reason. Yes. all right, so continue on with the story.
The main plot is in that's the story.
Well, yeah,
I mean that's it. It's short. The main plot is interrupted through and through by short segments between a human called Norman. You remember the,
is that
his name?
The guy in the tricycle.
Okay, so there's actually like one human character in this, and it's literally just like it reminds you of Sesame Street.
He looks kind of like old school Charlie Brown from like the
yeah back a little in the
day.
Bit
oh yeah.
A little kind of like
frumpy face a little
also like. Kind of like Stewie from Family Guy kind of
yeah bald
like but, a baby who's got some mental problems
but he's not colored in it's like isn't he just lying
because the whole because the whole animation style is different from again why am I talking
where does this originate from
this is from
the UK
yeah
this makes is a complete sense. UK thing. And so then he drives around
in a car looking
or,
at things.
Or a tricycle and like past landmarks.
He lives in a clock and
going good morning.
And then good afternoon.
Or for us guten Abend.
Guten Morgen, yeah.
Guten Morgen.
So
that would not get out of our head.
Yeah. And that always made everyone laugh for some reason. That
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. yeah. I mean, these segments are usually for explainer showing other examples of the language and grammar used in the scene they follow. I think these were more informational than the actual Muzzy.
Yeah, thing, because the Muzzy thing was more...
It was actually telling you a story, and you kind of had to, like, kind of slow down and, like, pause and listen.
Yeah, well,
more.
I mean, you could kind of tell what's going on by
the
horrible imagery.
Oh, yeah. An entire army fits inside a little helicopter. I remember that.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so that's pretty much it for Muzzy, the main story. And then 3 years later, a sequel called Muzzy Comes Back was released.
What?
The film's plot focused on Corvax and his bumbling sidekick, Thimbo, kidnapping Bob and Sylvia's daughter, Amanda. And Corvax was basically kidnapping the daughter so he can marry her. It's a baby, by the way.
See, in the first one, you have Corvax.
Okay, Corvax is like this weird, like... It's like Nosferatu, kind of like bat-looking thing.
He reminds me of in the Thief and the Cobbler.
Yeah.
That weird little dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that.
The thief, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the thief.
That's who he is.
So in the first one, you have him basically trying to force himself on Sylvia.
Yeah, she's not having it.
Yeah.
So he... takes like one of her hairs or something, right? Or does he not even need
no,
that?
No, he does do that.
And then he puts her hair in a computer and he makes like
tons of clones of her.
Like four at first and then...
And they get out of control.
Yeah, and then like a ton of them are created.
But yeah, so you have him trying to force himself on Sylvia and then the second one, you have him trying to marry a baby.
Her baby.
A literal baby.
Well, I understand... to my knowledge, it's going to be one of those things where it's like I'll wait until you're... old enough and then I'll marry you.
I'm gonna kidnap you and I'm gonna train you.
See, all my life Muzzy's been just a dude in a white room talking to some people like harassing them in an Andre the Giant type voice, and then something my wife brought to my attention, and now I'm learning all this and that.
He's a good guy.
No, he's a good guy. I at first I thought he was a bad guy too, cause that situation that they're sitting
well,
up.
Well, he's in jail. You're thinking like,
yeah, and he's scary too. He's scary looking.
Yes.
Okay, so
that's like the if you can understand himself, the Swedish Chef, that's what that sounded like.
Yeah, pretty much. So he calls himself the Big Muzzy, by the way.
I love that he calls himself that.
I'm the Big Muzzy.
Like, and if you watch the British one, that's what he says. In German, I remember he says
"Die große Mutzi,"
which
Mutzi. That's what we knew him as in high school.
The so Big Mozzarella.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, that's what it kind of sounds like to me.
Like, it's weird to me that because we watch this...
We call it that.
But all German students, like, not students from Germany...
In our class.
Yeah, we all were kind of linked by Muzzy, where we would make Muzzy jokes. Like, you knew who the...
This is so lame,
you knew who
talking
the kids,
about this.
Yeah, you knew who the kids were who took German because they could make Muzzy jokes.
That's
and it was really weird.
That's so stupid.
Like, if anyone was named Sylvia, right away someone would go, oh, Sylvia, because he kept, quarterback kept saying that.
So, since the main purpose of the movies is language education for beginners in an entertaining way, and I say entertaining, they have very simple grammar. Spanish, German, French, and Italian versions were like the early ones.
So those are the main ones, right?
Yeah. As of 2012, it's now available in the following languages. English ASL, so like sign language.
How do they do a sign?
I have no fucking clue. French, Spanish, Italian, German, Mandarin Chinese, Russian, Romanian, Portuguese, and Esperanto.
They have Esperanto?
Yeah, I don't know why they have
that. Damn, that's
really
crazy.
Sign language would be easy. It's not like they're teaching Braille.
No, no, but like the characters.
Because they're not...
Oh, yeah.
They're not
It's in CG it. Now, though.
Yes, okay, so... I it was in 2013, they released a CGI version, and it looks scary.
Yeah, I showed Jim some of it.
Oh, dude. Earlier. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It looks like the Nasonex B, how he originally looked.
I'm going to be honest. I think the Nasonex B's original take looked better than that.
It was pretty bad.
The Nasonex B looks all right now.
Now he does.
When the BBC does, their computer animation on all their children's shows is horrible. Like, really bad. Canada and the BBC cannot do, like, children's...
Well, this is Digital Education who made it, so I don't know. Maybe they just hired.
No, it's publicly funded by the British Broadcasting Corporation, so
it's publicly trash. So,
At some point, this did go global.
Yeah,
certain key countries, and it wasn't meant to be anything huge or anything. It was just going to be like a simple like we're going to show kids this to help them learn English.
Yeah, because
in the UK.
Yeah,
but then once it. Became multinational and they started adding like different dubs to it. Basically, that's all they did was they dubbed it. And when it got put on Nickelodeon, and because it got put on like the rotation of that commercial was so intense, now it's become this weird like, it's a pop culture thing, but it's like a underground almost where because people don't really talk about it.
But it's like I'm aware that people use this. It's like Rosetta Stone for kids.
Yeah, but the weird thing is like. Everyone from the 80s and 90s just knows about it.
But is this, since you actually used it in your class, is it actually helpful? Like, did you learn?
Okay, here's the thing. I can't say for sure because I had other, like, things that they were teaching us
too. Yeah, it's not like you only used this.
Yeah.
Really, I felt like it just...
I think it helped a tiny bit.
It was a lot of just repetition learning. I mean, that's really what it was.
I think it was good for us to see how much we actually understood of it. But not in a teaching tool.
Yeah, because what she would do is she'd, after a scene happened, she'd pause it, and then she'd ask, what were they talking about?
And then we'd all say, oh, this happened. And it was pretty much on the
nose. And then,
the
or nose. Make jokes and make her angry.
That's about it, actually, because there's very little trivia I got going on.
And then
here.
You had one more encounter with Muzzy, though. I refused to watch whatever that was when we took Spanish in college.
Oh, yeah.
You said that you watched the videos or something on the computer?
It was the same thing.
Like, was it... It wasn't any different at all?
No, it was just the Spanish version.
So how was that compared to the German version?
I think it was harder because I didn't have anyone, like, kind of pausing me and asking me, like, to go through with it and all. So I was like, okay. And then I think I actually watched the sequel...
You watched the sequel?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, because I'm reading through this now. Like, that seems familiar. It wasn't that good. I mean, neither of these things were that good.
The first one wasn't that good.
But the first one was better.
I want Muzzy to get a live-action adaptation for America.
No.
I want us to have a Muzzy movie.
No.
No?
I'm not.
You're not for that?
I'm not for this.
What's his name? Who played Hagrid could play Muzzy.
I'm surprised you didn't, like, voice him in the BBC version.
Muzzy was a giant... It's weird. It was a part of our childhoods that we just don't speak about, and that's what's weird to me.
I feel like in that generation of, like, 90s parents that were, like, very, like parental books and all that crap, I feel like maybe this was, like, something that they, like, flocked to. I don't know.
I mean... Did you ever ask your parents to buy you this?
Fuck no. I didn't want it.
Did you ever ask mom and dad, like, did you ever ask them to buy it?
No.
No?
It was one of those things that I'd see it, I never talked about it, I didn't care about it. It was always there, but you just look and it's like, this is... I don't remember even having an opinion about it. It was just a thing.
As a kid, I didn't think, like, that won't work. It's a cartoon. Like...
It's like seeing, like going outside and seeing a specific tree every day. It's like it's just it, you know, it's always there. Muzzy was always there. It was a.
I don't get how they played that commercial just so much.
Like, that's the Clearman Northwoods Inn of education programs. No one's gonna get that.
It was that commercial, the Sears air conditioning commercial.
Yeah, and
I'll call now.
And Clearman's for us because they played that on Nickelodeon too. So.
But yeah, I mean, there are a lot of commercials kind of like that where when we were growing up, they just constantly played them in rotation. And I guess because of that, you kind of just didn't like talk about it.
It was one of those things where it's like after a while, you just knew to tune out because you're like, okay,
trains, yeah. trains.
Oh yeah, we're doing an episode on that someday.
That has to be done. But so that's what I guess what you think. So, but the internet as a whole, they have their opinions on Muzzy. And it's interesting to see what people think of something that no one actually talks about.
Most of the YouTube videos I've seen on this thing, like, because I just looked up to see.
Yeah.
I just saw people saying, please upload, you know, this version of this because they want
to
learn.
Those are usually the top comments. But then you start to dig deep.
Oh, yes. As it always is.
So let's start off with Jonah. Jonah says, so did anyone else notice Muzzy's in fucking prison?
Yeah.
I find it weird that that's the clip they chose to show this to kids. Like, here's...
I can't really think of a better one, to be honest.
But, like, you're showing the star of your program.
In jail. And he's both of them, by the way.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be a good guy. And, like, because you didn't know this, so you thought he was just, like, monster in a jail.
Yeah.
In
a white room, no less.
And it is really strange that that's what they went with. So there are a lot of people probably thinking, like, so it's a bad monster.
I thought, as a kid, I thought that was the thing. And I thought the little guy was, like, the hero who's supposed to, like
kill
or stop him.
Kill the monster.
No, yeah, actually. I mean, I thought that was the whole, like, premise, is that all these other things are nice characters and he's, like, a big, mean, you know, mean...
Mean Muzzy.
Mean Joe Green and, you know, just, like, you know.
All right, so Brad... Brad addresses what we said earlier. $28 a month for 6 months, that's a little steep, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest, not worth it. If you got all versions, yeah. I'd say yeah.
Okay, but... I can understand the 80s, because in the 80s, VHS tapes were like crazy expensive, weren't they? Because VHS, VCRs cost like upwards to like thousands of dollars.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were like crazy expensive back then. And then VHS.
Well, they're like the cost of any media that comes out at that time. Yeah,
like his Blu-ray players used to be expensive, and now you can get them for like $50.
Yeah.
So... but then continuing, the price, from what I understand, never changed.
It only went up, actually.
It went up?
I looked at the, because I went on their website, because I'm stupid. And
you went on their website?
I went on their website just to see how much the CGI version costs, and it's, like, more expensive.
Oh, really?
It's, like, I think the total price is around $200 for, like, one single payment.
Whoa.
Because I think the original one was, like, only $170.
It's a 168.
168. Okay. So yeah, and then those monthly payments are up also.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a risk-free trial. It says you pay $10, and then you have to pay, like 5 monthly payments, or you could just pay all at once. So they're getting money from you either way. I mean,
it's amazing to me that people still buy this stuff.
Oh, I know, but
Clemen6 says,
hi, I'm Muzzy, and I say bonjour like a goddamn monster. I'm awesome with kids.
That sounds weird.
Bonjour.
I swear, every time I hear it, because I watch the commercials again, you know, just to get some, you know, refreshing points on here. It's like I'm getting, like Jim said, a Vietnam flashback, where it's like...
It's weird that they used the French version to advertise it, because the French version is the one where his voice sounds the deepest.
Well, in my opinion, because I never could understand how Muzzy says makes, like, what the girl says, because I, like, how can you understand?
Well, the girl...
Je suis la juvie, which is different from usually le grand Muzzy.
Yeah.
Muzzy, sorry. His name is Mootsie to me, goddammit.
But yeah, I mean, I think choosing the French mix was a bad idea.
Also, I noticed that's the only one they ever go with on these commercials.
Yeah, a lot. There are a lot of people who actually think it's just French.
I thought that was the case. I thought it was a French created thing to help English speakers learn French or something.
No, no, you got. Apparently, there's Gaelic too.
Gaelic.
That's what someone said, that they learned it in Gaelic, but I couldn't find any evidence of that.
No.
So I'm confused with this person that. Person actually watched.
Maybe, I don't know.
Who knows? Okay, so Ketty XD says
nearly 200 Americans are always trying to con you. It's disgusting.
I mean,
no, but it's not.
It's a British creative thing. Yeah,
that's another misunderstanding people have. People seem to think that this is an American thing.
Yeah. I don't blame them. It seems like that kind of thing that they would make. I mean, to my knowledge, though, the British pound, because I saw the British commercial, and I think the exchange was pretty much the same.
Yeah, apparently it's across the board. It's usually the same.
It's just, it looks different because they use,
yeah,
because pounds are worth more or less than dollars. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a money magician.
Neither am I. I'm not a money magician.
So, the shark 15.
The shark.
The shark. Well, no shit, they're not French, lady. Those children aren't French.
Yeah.
They're American.
Okay. I that became like a kind of like a mimetic thing, didn't it? Where people kept saying that.
Yes, that's French they're speaking. Yeah. No, they're not French.
I love the Canadian version of this commercial.
I've never seen the Canadian version.
It's the British version, but it's like yes, that's French they're speaking, but these children aren't French. And it cuts away from their right, because all it says is they're English, you know. Because
they're Canadian?
It's the same commercial. It's the same, yeah, it's not French they're speaking. It's like, okay, like...
Wait, and the person says Canadian?
No, they don't.
They don't even say that.
No, they don't. Because it's assumed.
This person is fucking Canadian.
And it's like, and someone said, why is this lady, like, supposed to be English then?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I mean, maybe just make it sound more classy, I guess. That's what Canadian kids probably thought. No, they're kids. They're not thinking classy. They're just thinking,
I just want to eat my Kraft dinner.
I want you to craft dinner and watch a Bret Hart match. I really love that Bret Hart. He's a good guy, a good kid. He's got a nice heart.
Well, not really. He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know.
And he's got cancer now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Bret Hart.
Yeah. Life did not go his way.
No. The Montreal Screwjob or whatever. Yeah,
it killed him right there.
God damn it, Vince. Okay, so. Here's a conversation between Henry and Steven.
What in the name of fuck is this old bitch wearing? A shower curtain?
It was the 80s. People had very questionable fashion sense in those days, lol.
I mean, that's true. He's not wrong.
Nah, I think she's just deranged.
She's just deranged. Okay. That's pretty good.
There's a lot of comments on what she's wearing in the commercial.
Because she's wearing like a big blanket, essentially.
It is the 80s.
Yeah.
It's that weird.
Everyone in the 80s had like Pulaski from Star Trek Next Generation.
Speaking of Pulaski, Steve O'Mania says, is that fucking Dr. Pulaski from Star Trek?
She looks just like her. She really does.
No, it does.
And I want to say that once you're white and in the 80s, once you turn 40, you look like that.
She's probably one of the, like, worst parts of Star Trek for me.
Oh, season 2 is unbearable because of her.
Yeah, I don't understand why she was ever a
basically
thing.
Every...
We'll do a TNG cast.
Every single scene with her, Data, I don't trust you, you're a robot.
You're not real.
You're not human, Data.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck off.
She looks like every human in real life that I hate during that time.
It's weird if you're to ask me to like think of someone I don't care for, and that would be like an image that would come up. It's like that kind of like old and like wise, but like a,
with
like
being the white lady afro.
Yeah, it's like, and this lady in the commercial has that.
She looks exactly like Pulaski.
Yeah,
and I saw many comments saying, "Is that her? Is that Pulaski?" It's not. It's not Pulaski. She's not talking about her hatred for automatons. So
no.
Okay, so Gelatin Incorporated says, "I learned nothing."
That's great.
And I mean, I kind of want to say that's true. I learned more from Forever Girl than I learned from Muzzy. Oh,
she's a fucking teacher. Yeah, of course.
Muzzy taught me songs and joking about Korvax being inappropriate.
Yeah. And really inappropriate. Yes. Not just like slightly. You could, the imagination is a wonderful thing. And I feel that that's... There's nothing left to imply there. It's, he wants to, like...
Yeah. Alright, so Arwen Pendragon says, that's a fancy name.
That's ridiculous.
Nigh on 100 quid for this. That extortion. My parents got it for about a fiver in England when I was a kid. In other news, I used to enjoy watching it, but it never taught me a single foreign word. I just used to watch the English ones and ignore the foreign language versions because they were boring. Ha ha!
So he watched it as a real movie.
I mean, as a kid, because I'm trying to like think of a.
He actually watched it as just a entertainment.
I mean, I used to go to my grandparents' house and I had to watch like Puzzle Place and Between the Lines.
But that's he's watching a repetitive movie.
Yeah.
And also his hatred of foreign languages. I fucking hated the foreign languages. I didn't want to learn.
It's weird. I associate
Spanish.
I associate England with being all cool and progressive and shit. But in the 80s? No, and that's the thing. It's like
you gotta remember Thatcher's England, man.
I never was there.
Hating all get out of here with the foreign
probably
languages.
Probably put on a friggin' bunch of boots and jackets and beat up some people.
This
after that.
Guy probably hates the state of London right now.
Oh well, yeah. A lot of people do.
A lot of racists.
Yeah.
Keep England white or whatever. That's what they say.
Go back to speaking French and, being ruled by a different... Anyways, yeah.
I want to throw shite at the window like it used to be.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why he's Scottish.
But... Yeah, I don't know why he's Scottish.
I just realized the dude's Scottish accent. Alright, so, Video Chemist. You ready for what a video chemist has to say?
I guess I am.
He's the video chemist.
Well, he knows what he's talking about then.
So this is what all the kids I used to bully watched.
Oh, no.
While they were at home, they were watching this shit. I was watching Ren and Stimpy if I wasn't outside smashing windows with my mates. Okay, that goes English.
Okay.
Keep
it American, though. I like this weird...
Then at school, they were getting the crap kicked out of them for speaking French.
Okay. What the... It's like...
Well, I was watching my
Red and Stimpy.
Over there, he's watching a Muzzy speaking the French.
It's so weird because it's like I don't imagine kids solely watch this. Do you know what I mean? Like it's one of those things where it's like we'll do Muzzy for an hour and then you can go back to watching cartoons. Right.
Are you doing French lessons at home? I'm gonna beat you up.
It's such a like a minute thing to get angry over. It's so bizarre.
I'm watching Ren and Stimpy. You learn French. My father said I gotta beat up kids like you.
I looked at the new version of this, by the way. Apparently, what you can do is you can use your tablet to link up with other kids and do video
FaceTime.
Yeah, I feel like you're just gonna introduce these kids to just a lot of bad shit that maybe they shouldn't be doing.
X by 8x13 Wolf says, it's been years since I've seen this. Oh, I hated Muzzy. Hated the monster's mumbly French. Hated the little girl in the ugly animation and the woman's granny hair. I hated how it always interrupted my Nickelodeon time. Although it's 15 years later, I suck at French.
So, was he forced to use this?
I guess.
That sucks. Here's the thing, my parents never watched cartoons with me.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things where it's oh, like, mom, can I watch Nick, or can I watch, cause, you know, you just called it Nick. For me, I was just calling Nick.
If I said that, my mom would be like, he's in his room.
Yeah,
my brother's.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah, and or Cartoon Network, and I don't remember this showing up on Cartoon Network.
No, it was only on Nickelodeon.
Okay, then.
I mean, it was the same with me, where my mom would probably just go like go do something else.
Yeah. I don't know, so
every now and then she would, but then she wouldn't pay attention.
Yeah. So I never actually had her. It was never one of those situations where she would see that and say like, "Oh, my son needs this."
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like maybe if my mom was more attentive to my TV viewing habits, maybe I would have ended up having to get this. I don't know. Probably not, because I think $200.
I imagine being forced to constantly watch this, even though it really doesn't teach you much. Let's be honest, it doesn't really teach you much. I think, yeah, as a kid, you'd kind of be like, oh, I just want to watch normal cartoons.
You're not going to learn, like, a ton. I think you'll have a basic, like, understanding of, like, certain numbers. I want to watch
Cubics, Robots for Everyone.
I got up early
to watch Cubics
for its premiere, and it sucked.
Oh, I thought you meant like you'd always get up just for Cubics.
No, the first time I tried watching, I think I remember buying a toy.
Oh, you had Cubics toys?
I had one Cubics toy, and I just remember thinking like, this sucks.
Watching Cubics and Max Steel back to back.
Yeah, I think they brought back Max Steel, didn't they?
There's new toys. They're trying. I think there's new toys.
Yeah.
All right, so Smith says, Je suis la juvenile. I used to say this all the time when I was younger, and I had no idea what I was saying. Ha! I am a young girl, I believe this means.
Yeah, that is...
So, this is just the... I would just include that to so everyone knows what that actually means.
Yeah, because we're repeating it because we've heard it so much.
Apparently, the little girl says it wrong.
No idea.
I know, that's a lot of people who... Either French speakers or people who speak
La
French.
Petite, something.
They were saying she was saying it wrong. Yeah. And also, something about a pronoun was messed up.
Again, this, and you gotta remember, this is from the 80s, so you kinda have to wonder, like, languages change over time, right?
Well, not that much.
Not that much, but still, there's like
people don't say, like, radical as much anymore.
Exactly. And then what I'm saying is, like, I imagine there's a couple.
Tubular.
Boss. No one says boss anymore.
Who the fuck says boss anymore?
It's pretty boss. No one says that.
No. Yeah.
I say that sometimes.
What's something wrong with you? Yeah. Dude.
People say dude all the time.
I know. I still say dude.
Well, I think because we're in California, we're just used to
hearing I think so when we went to New York and start saying dude, they'd be like, what?
Yeah. I don't know, because I never heard anyone say it when I visited there.
I'm from New York. What are you talking about?
Why are they Southern?
Don't you know?
Okay.
The actual phrase is just Je suis la jeune fille.
She says Je suis la jeune fille, and it's like
Je suis la jeune fille.
You could tell they're not French. They're speaking with a very like thick American like.
Those children are French.
Yeah, you could tell they're not.
Shit, you really not French?
Yeah,
it's crazy. I would have thought by the way that little girl was speaking French. Damn.
It's ridiculous.
But no, they're American.
They are.
So Red Mercer says, she's no Rue McClanahan, but I'd f*** her anyway.
I love when people get lewd with these things. Like I never understood.
I love that she's no Rue McClanahan.
That's your standard, apparently.
Well, Rue is the one on Golden Girls who was supposed to be the feisty, like...
The one that gets all the action.
Everyone wants me. I'm going on a date with another man. She sounded like an antebellum era lady.
Yeah. I never watched Golden Girls, so...
Oh, she's going out there again. Like, it was every episode.
I never saw it.
Yeah. I used to watch for some reason.
We'll probably do an episode on that one day.
Oh, God. So, to close this out, VJM3 says, who the fuck do the British think they are teaching Americans to speak French? The last time they collaborated on anything, it became the Atlantic slave trade.
That's amazing. That's one of the greatest things ever. I guess, like, I guess one last thing I wanted to think about was, do you think, like, Muzzy's sales went down in, like, the Iraq War era? Because that's when America became really anti-French.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah, remember?
Are you sure?
Because France said, oh, we don't want to commit.
Oh, you're talking about post 9/11.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the Gulf War.
No, 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 not that. Not that Iraq War. I mean the second one.
Yeah.
2003.
Maybe. Okay, the commercials stopped in 2003.
Did they?
The classic ones.
Really?
Well,
then they had an updated one where I think they brought the same woman back for it, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's weird.
I'll try and find an actual one, because I think... or someone that looks just like her.
Not a celebrity spokesperson?
No, because, again, every old white lady looks like that when they get old.
So. I hope she's wearing the same dress.
No, it was, like, white or something.
Damn it. God damn it. But, yeah. yeah, Muzzy was... Man, it's
weird. It's like, it's not a big part of pop culture.
No, here's the thing. It is, but it's a silent part of pop culture. It's one of those rare things when something's extraordinarily well known. Because, again, talk to anyone from the two decades, from the 80s and 90s, they know this. Like, it is known by pretty much universally by every child who watched Nickelodeon, at least in America. And
but at the same time, they know jack shit about it.
No, and but that's the thing. It's known, and because of that, it is a big part of pop culture. But it's a silent part of pop culture, and we do have a lot of stuff like that. That where everyone knows about it, but they don't really talk about it. Slap bracelets.
I had one. They were cool.
That's a story for another time.
They were cool. You're wearing a bracelet right now.
It's a leather cuff.
Oh, okay.
It's not a slap bracelet with, like, tiger print on it or
mine whatever. Had, like, it was, like, the squishy ones where the colors change.
All right. Well, that's a story for another time. But it's one of those things where it's, like, you know it's there. It exists. You know, like, crazy pencil toppers.
Or, like, all those, like, Squand or something like that. Like... You remember Squand?
I like how you say Squand instead of, like, Gak.
That was the one that came to mind, because Gak you could find in stores. Squand you had to, like, order.
Squand you would actually order. Or the airbrush pencil.
Yeah.
Not pencils, the airbrush things.
The ones you actually blow into to kind of, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
talking about shitty products in the 90s that were usually, like...
All of them.
Yeah.
But it's a silent part of pop culture, and... apparently there's tons of Muzzy t-shirts exist now.
What?
Like you could buy...
No, like at Hot Topic, like a...
They did sell one at Hot Topic for a little bit.
Hot Topic will sell anything from the 90s, and I noticed that most recently when I saw, like, they had, like, just a crazy amount of, like, shit for, like, Ren and Stimpy or CatDog. I'm like
yeah, well, I mean, you looked 5 years ago, it was a lot of 80s stuff, or 10 years ago, it was a lot of 80s.
Now so
a lot of
90s, we're becoming that... That bankable market, then, aren't we?
Like the
and we mentioned this before, but you know.
But which is weird because even speaking of the bankable markets, movies coming out where it's that shared universe of visionaries and I mean those other 80s things. Oh. See, you guys don't really know where Mask. I mean, Mask was
are they still doing that?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm starting to like. What was the gem that failed horribly? It seems like a lot of the 80s properties, the A-Team. They're not really...
Well, it's...
A-Team did all right.
A-Team did well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's why... I think what they're missing is you had giant properties. You had a He-Man. You had Transformers. You had G.I. Joe. Those were the Titans. Don't bring in these other things that...
The minor things.
Just because it was in the 80s. Mask, I loved it as a toy, but...
I don't see that doing well.
And a lot of people don't know what it is. It's just
the gimmick I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gimmick is... Oh, these guys put masks on that unlocked some powers, and their motorcycles could turn into a helicopter motorcycle.
This is great fodder for an episode. We'll undo what they have to do.
Yeah, I mean it, but again, the nostalgia is strong.
Yeah.
But that's such a small demographic.
Nostalgia needs to be tied to something that people.
There's different levels of nostalgia.
Yeah. Like even Thundercats, they came back with an amazing revamp of the cartoon.
Oh, and it failed.
It failed.
That's another problem with Cartoon Network because they put too much stock in toys.
Yeah.
If the toy line fails, then they just cancel the show.
Which I actually like that show.
Which happened with the Green Lantern cartoon
and Young Justice and pretty much all their cartoons that people. I notice it tends to be cartoons that they really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
Tend to always fail because no one puts any stock in. Again, adults don't really care to buy like a bunch of toys. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean. That's. But we have Steven Universe, I guess.
Yeah. It's again, they don't put a crazy amount of stock in their toys.
They need to change up their business model because
I think they have. I think because they fired that. This is a topic for another.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, but yeah, Muzzy. You ask anyone between pretty much millennials, I guess.
Yeah.
You ask them, and they'll know right away. And it'll be that sort of like, yeah, oh yeah, I remember. But it's never something you just outright talk about.
No.
Because,
I mean, again, what do we say about
it? It's like no one outright talks about hit clips, or now that's what I call music.
Hit clips. Wow.
Yes, hit clips.
Jeez. I mean, you have phones now that can hold like a million songs.
No, you little cartridge, play half of one song.
Half?
It was like 30 seconds, I think.
Fuck.
You know, you want to hear the chorus line and then replace it with another song. And it was a stupid. I never had one. I never wanted one.
No, I mean.
But Muzzy, it's one of those times when you have an actually educate, last week we talked about the Rubik's Cube and how it sort of went over into the educational area.
But
this was actually educational. Yeah. This was actually an educational program, and it became something else. And it's not like Sesame Street where, yes, that's an educational program, but that's multiple shows.
Sesame Street's on HBO. I mean,
it's going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's multiple shows, multiple characters. Like, Muzzy was just 6 videotapes, 1 main story tape, and a bunch of lessons.
And then a sequel.
And a sequel.
Which
now,
I'm pretty sure was just included.
Now a CG cartoon. And yet it gained the traction it did. So, I mean, I don't know.
It's just bizarre how it's known but not known.
No. I'd say it's.
But not, no one knows.
You know, it's unspeak. People still talk about it.
No, but you.
Because what could like really like.
But that's the thing though. It's like no one's actually going to tell you the storyline. Because not a lot of people know about it.
It's the commercial. I'd say that's actually what's.
So we shouldn't even talk about the storyline then. Just talk about the commercial.
It's part of it because it's hilarious how weird the story is.
Yeah.
But it is one of those rare cases where this commercial.
It's. Where people know the commercial, the advertising more than the actual.
But
product.
See, now if you talk to your parents about it or something, they're gonna be like, "What the hell's that?" They'll be like,
"It's a generational thing."
The Bopsy twins are more popular.
Yeah, or Soupy Sales.
Every time with your damn Soupy Sales references. Would you watch Muzzy again?
No.
Is this where we say it holds up?
No.
Would you buy Muzzy for your family?
No, it's. I mean, it's one of those things that it's just the production value just looks so bad to me in with the CG and everything that it's if they're not gonna put their money into it. Ever, I mean, it just shows the quality of the product.
Why
isn't
should you
there.
Put your money? Into
yeah.
Something
why like am that? I gonna give them money? Because obviously, for the last 30 years, 20 years, whatever it is, they haven't used their money to say, hey. Let's put out some quality thing. It's almost as if they're running off the nostalgia of, hey, remember Muzzy?
That is essentially what they're
doing.
Yeah,
instead of saying, hey, this product works. Here's some tests on it. Here's some it's not that. They can't rely on that because they have shitty.
Also, to my knowledge, you can't pick which version you get. Like, you can only get the new version now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I was looking around, like, they don't sell, like.
Oh, the old version?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
No, I know, but that's not the point, though.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, well, and now it's more internet-based, too, so.
Yeah.
Wow, there's probably downloadable add-ons that cost money.
I don't want to know about this.
So, yeah, that's Muzzy. Muzzy. To us. Yeah. Forever.
I'll be happy if I never hear about it again. Oh, and losing our slide out.
more Obscure Gentlemen fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening. You're watching Muzzy too? Yeah, I'm watching Muzzy. Pretty cool, huh? I'll guess so.
You wanna start jerking off on screen?
No. I gotta go. My parents are calling me. I gotta drink some maple syrup. Oh, and
Kraft dinner's ready.
My milk in a bag is getting really warm. All right, then. All right, so I'm going to go to the pub. Before I get my lashings.
Oh, no.
Cheers, mate. All right, so...